Hey there, Dave. It's me, Nicole. Surprised to see me? I know Catherine already left, but I was in the area and, well, I don't know. I just figured I'd stop by here on the way to meet her at the club and, you know, see how you were doing. Hey, are you okay? You seem a little, I don't know, nervous or something. Is everything okay? You just weren't expecting to see me? Why am I here? Come on, Dave, use your imagination. I've been thinking about your predicament all day. Oh, don't pretend you don't know what I mean. What? Are you embarrassed about something? I'm sorry. No, I didn't come here just to embarrass you. Although it turns out that was pretty easy to do. I think you know, but maybe a little too embarrassed to say it. If that's the case, then all I'll say is that I'm really disappointed. Well, Catherine made it sound like she was going to keep you in chastity and naked whenever you were home, and, well, I liked the picture she sent me. So, I was hoping to get a first-hand view. But obviously, since you're wearing clothes, she must not have been telling me the truth. Oh my god, you're blushing. Come on, you know I know all about this. I've got the picture she sent me on my phone. Wanna see him? Hey, I think you look cute. And you shouldn't be embarrassed. With the blindfold on, no one can tell who you are. Except me, of course. But seriously, has Catherine forgiven you? She's not making you walk around naked anymore when you're in the house? Did she let you out of chastity too? No. But you're wearing clothes. Oh, you were naked, but when you had to answer the door, you quickly put on some clothes. I guess that makes sense. And it's practical, I suppose. If a little disappointing, at least from my perspective. But I think that maybe, isn't that actually against the rules? Would she be unhappy with you if she knew you disobeyed her? Maybe. Then you would probably prefer if I didn't tell her about stopping by here and finding you, you know, breaking the rules. Yeah, but, well, Catherine and I are really close, and we pretty much tell each other everything. So if I didn't tell her, I'd be keeping a secret from her, wouldn't I? I know what you're thinking. And, as you know, I'm actually pretty good at keeping secrets. Aren't I? I mean, we do have a little history about keeping secrets from her, don't we? I never told her about the time you kissed me, and I suspect pretty strongly that you never told her either. Right? I know, it was Christmas, we were both drunk, the mistletoe excuse. But when you slipped your tongue in my mouth and squeezed my ass, I know I should have made you stop. I didn't. Not right away, at least. Well, we were both a little guilty with that one, weren't we? You know, that was 2 years ago, and I'm pretty sure that secret is safe, so maybe we are both good at keeping secrets. That kiss was pretty hot, though. And secrets are kinda hot. Or at least they can be. You know something, Dave? I think, maybe, another little secret between just the two of us might be in order. I mean, right now, if Catherine asked me what you were wearing when I stopped by, I would have to tell her the truth. But if you got undressed right now, I could actually answer the question truthfully, and she would never have to find out you had broken the rules. So, what do you think? It would make stopping by here worth it for me. You know I'm dying to see this up close. It would fix everything. And all you'd have to do is take off those silly sweatpants and that baggy sweatshirt. And I could say that when I stopped by, I saw you just as Catherine wanted you to be. Come on, I've already seen the picture, and you know you'd just be doing what Catherine wants. I'll tell you what, if you do it, I'll do something special for you. Seriously, I'm 100% sure that you will be in a better mood if you do this for me. You'll have to trust me, but I know you'll like it. Tempted? Want to find out more? Then all you have to do is take that shirt off. You do look good without a shirt on, but that was the easy part, wasn't it? Now comes the hard part. Oh, trust me, Dave, it will be so worth it. That's it. Undo the tie. Well. This certainly cures my disappointment. No, Dave, don't be so embarrassed. Not in front of me, at least. No, don't try to cover up. Put your hands behind your back. That's better. Relax. I'm just going to bend down a little to get a closer look. There's really not much room in there, is there? Is it always that tight? Oh, only when you get a little hard, huh? And you're getting a little hard now, aren't you? See, it's kind of sexy being all naked in front of a fully clothed woman, isn't it? A lot of guys get off on that, you know. It's called a CFNM fetish. That stands for Clothed Female Naked Man. Maybe you're one of those guys. No, don't sit down yet. In fact, spread your legs a little. No, I'm not going to do anything to freak you out. I just want to see. Huh, I guess they don't actually get blue, do they? I wonder why they call it blue balls. Do they hurt? I bet they're pretty full. I mean, it's been 3 days now that you've been wearing this. The day before that, Catherine gave you a ruined orgasm, which I'm sure didn't properly drain them. She also mentioned that it had been about a week since the two of you had had sex, so that's 11 days? And just one ruined orgasm to show for it? Hey, can you feel that? When I tap my fingernail against the plastic? Yeah? Does it feel good? Looks like you're gonna burst inside this thing. When is she planning to let you out? Oh, you don't know? Oh, you poor thing. Tell you what. Sit here in this chair, and we can talk about that thing I mentioned that's going to improve your mood. Okay, you don't have to do anything. Just stay seated in the chair. And trust me. Yes, I'm tying your wrist to the arm of the chair. Because I'm going to do something, and I don't want you getting the wrong idea, but I have the key. Yep, she's wearing one around her neck right now, but it did come with two keys, and she just happened to mention where she put the other one. See? So what I'm going to do is give you a little timeout from all this. With your arms tied to the chair, you won't be able to touch yourself when I take that thing off you. Would you like that? I'll have to put it back on, of course, but wouldn't it be nice if even just for a few minutes for your manhood to get the chance to remember what a full erection feels like? How good it feels when it can get hard. I won't do this if you don't want me to. It would have to be part of the secret we're going to share after tonight. Something only the two of us will know about. And it definitely would be breaking the rules. So if you don't want me to do it, I totally understand. I told you you'd like it. So are your wrists really secure? Okay, then here we go. That's it. Spread your legs apart. And then let me get the key in the lock. Well, that was pretty easy. But this cage is on so tight. All because you got aroused. But I know what to do. This should do the trick. Ice works great to bring the swelling down. I'll just rest this ice pack on your lap for a few moments. Want to talk about baseball? Politics? You know, to get your mind off all this and let your poor cock shrink up so that it will be easy to get this thing off. No? You sure you don't want to talk about baseball? I could sing. How about hum? You think that's enough? Let's see. I think you're right. Yep, let's see how easy it slides right off. Ooh, so little. Oh, there it goes. Wow, it's amazing to see it go from tiny and soft to bigger and hard so quickly. Like time-lapse photography or something. Does it get bigger than this? I'm sorry. I mean, Catherine always said you have a nice cock. And she's right. It is a nice cock. Not too big, not too small. You know, nice. So, does that feel good? It's twitching. How cute. Imagine how good it would feel if you could wrap your hand around it. Give it a little squeeze. Bring on those sensations you've been craving since she put this on you. That's why I had to tie your wrist to the arm of the chair, you know. That would really be breaking the rules, wouldn't it? You know, you've got a really nice body. I like your chest, your legs, things in between them. Do you like when I touch you? Yeah. Your thighs. That feel good? You know, I'm thinking that as long as I don't actually touch your cock, we won't have broken any more rules than we've already done, and anything that happens would just be part of our secret, right? And your body is so nice to touch. Close your eyes and relax. Drift. Dream. Imagine. Your nipples are so hard. I bet they're pretty sensitive. And when I pinch them a little like this, it makes your cock jump. Oh, that's so cute. This feels so good, doesn't it, Dave? Now, imagine that this is turning me on as well, and my willpower starts to weaken, and I can't help myself. I cross that line, and I wrap my fingers around your cock, your nice cock, kneeling between your legs, looking up at you, making eye contact. I wouldn't be able to stop myself. I'd slowly slide your nice cock into my mouth. I'm used to my husband's cock, so I know I could take all of yours. Deep in my mouth. Not quite long enough to touch the back of my throat. You'd watch me moving my hand up and down, slowly licking it, gently sucking. And then I'd stop. And while you try to figure out why, you'd see that I'm unbuttoning my blouse, slowly sliding it off my shoulders. I give you a minute to appreciate how hot I look in just my bra. And then I'd slowly take that off as well. I know what you'd want me to do. I'd lean forward, pull your nice cock in between my tits. Has Catherine ever done that for you? No? Maybe hers aren't quite large enough to smother that nice cock of yours, like mine could. Have you ever imagined a woman doing that to you? I'd talk so dirty to you while I'm sliding up and down, spitting down onto the tip of your cock every now and then to keep it nice and slippery, getting you closer and closer. Oh, I'd be begging you to come. Oh God, Dave, I'm so hot right now from telling you that story. I don't know. I didn't think I'd feel this way, but would you want that to happen? I mean, really happen? Yeah, now. Of course, I mean now. In an hour, I'll probably be regretting ever thinking about what I'm thinking. So yes, now. This would be your only chance, you know. We could never do something like that again. And it would have to be our secret, no matter what. So, I guess you know what I want to do. But what about you? Would you want to do it? Thinking back on it later, it might feel like you cheated on Catherine, but right now, in the heat of this moment, we're just two human animals in need. Yes, but yes to what? Let me hear you say you want it. Tell me everything you'd want to do. It could all happen just the way you want it. The dirtier, the better. Yes. Oh, yes, Dave, I could do all those things for you. You know, I've always wanted to try that too. No, I don't think that's too kinky or perverted. Hold on, that's my phone. Oh God, it's Catherine. Hey Catherine. Yeah, I'm with him right now. Yeah, he was wearing sweats when I got here, but don't worry, I convinced him to take them off. Oh, don't be mad at him for that. He had to answer the door. You are so mean. How mean was I? Let let's just say it's a good thing you called. I don't know how much more he could have taken. You know, Catherine, your husband is quite a kinky guy. I got him to admit a few things. I'll tell you all about it later. Oops, I think he finally figured this out. Oh, you should see the look on his face. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll be quick here. I'll probably be there in about 20 minutes. Lots of hot guys there tonight? I can't wait to see for myself. Oh, you've got a favorite already. Well, send me a picture. You know, something I can share with Dave. Okay, don't let them leave until I get there. All right, bye. Well, Dave, I don't have to spell it out for you, do I? This was all just a tease, something that Catherine dreamed up. Well, there may have been a little bit of my input on the plot as well. So, I sure had fun. I hope you did too. I'm just going to put that ice pack back on your lap. No, I'm not going to untie you until I get the chastity cage back on you. So, the quicker your cock gets small enough, the quicker I'll slip it right back on and say goodnight. There, that's better. And a little bit of pre-cum will help it slide right in there. Shit, where did I put the lock? There. Hey, I just got a text from Catherine. Ooh, they are hot. Here, check it out. Catherine sent us a couple pictures. Ooh, I guess this one's her favorite. For the moment, at least. And here's one of her and one of the other guys. You know, Dave, I'm surprised you let her out in that outfit. She looks fucking incredible. And you know, hey, let me zoom in. I don't think she's wearing a bra. Was she wearing one when she left? Oh, well, I guess she took it off then, because look, you can see the outline of her nipple pressing against her blouse. God damn, that girl looks hot. So, let's get the slack on you so I can go join the fun. Hey, did it fall off? You were all nice and soft, and now you're hard again? What could have brought that on? Oh, you just got aroused because your wife is dressed up all sexy, didn't you? Well, actually, kind of slutty. And she's out without you, playing with other men, letting them press their cocks against her when she dances with them. Enjoying the idea that she's the one making them get all big and hard. She might even be letting them touch her. Maybe just a little at first, but giving in gets easier and easier. David, look at how hard you're getting. You are such a dirty boy. No, don't try to make excuses. Your little cock didn't just lie. You like the idea, don't you? It turns you on to think about your wife being a slut. Oh, David, I'm just teasing you. That's a common fantasy for guys. To imagine their sweet, delicate wife having hot and heavy sex with another man. Doing all those things she won't do with you, with him. You shouldn't feel weird about it. In fact, maybe you should embrace the idea, you know, prepare yourself in case it ever does really happen. Well, looks like I'm going to have to get some more ice for you. There, that's it. Just relax. Don't think about Catherine right now. How are the Mets doing this year?